New research has shown the problem of so-called revenge porn is so widespread that one in five Australians have reported some form of victimisation. Experts are recommending new federally based laws to address the problem and widespread education campaigns to help young people from putting themselves into vulnerable positions. At the Bully Zero call centre, staff speak to dozens of young people every week, and they say that, worryingly, the calls are increasingly related to image-based abuse. Chief Executive of the Foundation, Oscar Yildiz, says it's a problem that is definitely not going away.
A lot of our calls that come from our youngsters, our teenagers in particular, are all related to an image that may have not have gained permission before it was posted.
He says it's upsetting, disempowering, and happening much more than most people realise.
You can see the anxiety, you can feel the apprehension in the voice of the caller. People are really distressed because they feel that photo, it has a lot of power once it's happened as a result of revenge.
A survey conducted by researchers at RMIT and Monash University of more than 4,000 people aged 16 to 49 found one in five people in their study had experienced some form of so-called revenge porn. The abuse ranging from a threat to share intimate images to the posting of lewd photos. Chief investigator for the report, RMIT's Dr. Nicola Henry, says the occurrence may even be more common.
Our study actually underestimates the true extent of image-based abuse. And the reason for this is because many victims don't know that their images are being shared.
It happened to Amy Corns. Daughter of South Australian football legend Graham Corns, Amy discovered that a photo taken by a friend of her in the shower and posted briefly online had been copied to a website without her permission.
I just thought that how pathetic the photo was. I mean, that they've sort of like collected all of these photos and saved them over the years and they're trying to use them against all these girls, and I honestly just thought it was pathetic.
So pathetic, she republished a censored version of the image herself, refusing to be victimised. However, Ms. Corns says she knows she was one of the lucky ones.
Like, things like this, they ruin reputations, careers, they can cause issues with friends and families, like it potentially destroys someone's life.
The survey showed people aged between 16 and 19 were most at risk. One in two people who reported abuse in the study had a disability, and one in two was of Indigenous Australian background. It also showed that the occurrence is higher in the LGBTI communities. Experts say the first step in addressing the problem has to be national law reform. Children's eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant says only Victoria and South Australia have specific laws criminalising the act.
The government will be tabling a discussion paper around a civil penalties regime, and that is where we're focused. At the moment, there's a bit of a patchwork of criminal law around this issue.
For now, she says the advice is simple when it comes to deciding whether or not to take that photo.
Take the grandma test. If you don't want your grandma to see the image, then perhaps you shouldn't take it and send it out.